Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Springtime, and this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. For many years, I, as a farmer and a broadcaster, look forward to this time of year. I've said many times that May and September were my favorite months, perhaps the beginning of the real growing season and then kind of the end of the real growing season, because my life, like yours, does really have the rise and fall of what we do is based on the weather, temperature, sky, all kinds of things. And so there are some people in the news this week. I like to start the program with a few minutes of things that are impacting the family farm and the family farmer. And this program is aimed at talking to the real farmers, the family farmers in America, not the corporate farmers. And also to the people, the families, the foodies that love what we do. The question about how farmers would face rising sea levels has been floated, if you'll pardon the pun. And one of the things that has been showing up in certain areas, not only of our country, but around the world, have been farmers that are building their gardens, if you will, on floating almost islands. It's pretty amazing. Developing creative solutions for planting in places where there's more water than there is land. And that has happened. Up in San Jose, I remember flying into San Jose once a number of years ago and looking out the side of the plane and asking somebody who was sitting next to me that was from that area, what are we flying over? And they were rice paddies, because there's a lot of area up there, and rice grows very well in these circumstances. And I'd never seen. I've been over in Asia, and you see rice paddies everywhere, but it wasn't something I expected to see in America. According to the experts, 20% of the available land in Asia, places like Bangladesh, for example, will be permanently underwater in the next 50 years. So there are a lot of circumstances you hear time after time after time listening to the climate change specialists, if that's what they are. Some of them are fearmongers who want to have us believe that the coastal areas of America, whether you're up in Maine, down in Florida, Texas, out in to California and up the coast, will all be there may be 400 yards, there may be 4 miles of land that will be given up to the rising sea. Now, whether that's true or not, that's not what I'm focused on here. My focus is to help people understand what they can do that's innovative. And I think this is one of the things that we ought to be thinking. We're talking about, this year, it's pretty easy to see buildings in New York, buildings in Los Angeles, big cities. On the rooftops of some of the big buildings, there are gardens. People have converted the rooftops to a way in which they can grow their own food. And this is one of the things also that's come out of what happened this past year, where we've had the focus on where the food is, where we can get it, where it's gone. And in this circumstance, we have, and I see it happening this year as well, people coming back to the farm, embracing, enjoying the food that comes from their local farmers, and trying to figure out how to grow stuff at home. And this may be a good idea for those of you who live in lowland areas that have a lot of wetland. You can figure out how, you can Google this, floating gardens. Just Google it and see the story of all these farmers that have floating gardens. They're usually a community effort, by the way. They're not just one family. The gardens that I've seen supply families and a lot of time businesses as well, with a lot of diversity. The stuff they grow, okra, gourd, spinach, herbs, spices, that kind of stuff. It's hydroponic technology. A friend of mine that has the local produce farm here in Framingham, where I live, he's been big in hydroponics. He has hydroponic tomatoes that grow not year-round, but, you know, more. They're almost ready now. They were planted in a greenhouse in early February, and so the tomatoes are beginning to form and mature. They'll be ready almost 2 months before what we normally would find for fresh tomatoes here. It usually is July before you can find them. And it's kind of a cool thing to watch them grow. It's a whole different thing. But that hydroponic, there's a difference between hydroponics and aquaponics. And you see that in the way these are grown. But either of those two things would work. If you have a lot of wet area, you can try using that. And by the way, one of the good things that they're doing is using compost. A lot of waste products that are being put into compost now, like there is, I'm on my farm doing food in the composting. You put food scraps in and you work the pile over every day. And in, we started this last fall and we now have I don't know, probably 300-400 tons of compost. And much of it has been enhanced because the food scraps bring in the bacteria that helps digest the things, the leaves and the grass and the manure that's in there. It all gets digested. And people would say, well, you know, what else? I put animals in there. We had some roadkill. I had a couple of calves on the farm that died, and I put them in the compost pile. Always when a cow died, I'd always put the cow right in the compost pile. 6 months later, I'd maybe find a few bones, and that's it. But it's good. You want them to go back in, you know, rather than just digging a hole and burying the cow and having it not be of any value, put it in the compost pile and use it to help you grow some food. And this is, these compost piles, or the compost is great fodder for the floating gardens. I think it's fabulous, frankly. I think it's a great idea. So anyway, I thought that you would appreciate knowing that and perhaps give you some ideas as to what you can do. Maybe you can have a special area on your farm that will be devoted to hydroponics, aquaponics, or to growing things in water, so to speak. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with a special guest and a special focus. If you love animals the way I love animals, and who among the farming community doesn't like, and I hope that most everybody, I mean, that's why you do it in part, isn't it? Because you love the animals. So we'll check in with somebody who has created a sort of an ambiance for those of us who like to sort of wrap ourselves around the animals that we love. In the meantime, there is some news from MyPillow, the MyPillow towel sets. When you step out of the shower, those big, heavy, bulky towels that you bought that were very expensive, they give you that lotiony feel. They don't really wash. They push the water around, but they don't dry it off of you. They're nice to look at, but they don't do the job. But My Towel, because they have the new My Slippers. So at My Pillow, you can find the My Pillow towel, not hard to say. Pretty good, you know, in the conceptual sense. Here's something that fits right in with all the other My Pillow products that they have. The comforters, the blankets, the mattresses. I mean, you can go into the product catalog and see all kinds of things. They have new bathrobes, and they have pajamas, and they got the My Slippers, and they got the towels. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything at My Pillow. Try the slippers out. Try the towels out. You don't like them? Send them back at your money back. If you're not fully satisfied, they don't want to have you going around saying, this stuff is terrible. No, get your money back. So get the towel set. It has two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. For a limited time, the price is not the usual $109.99. It's $49.98 if you use the promo code DJV. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and to check out, take advantage of all the deep discounts using the DJV code when you're buying products that are, well, these are all made in America. That's why I like them. Everything made in the factory in Minnesota, in America, from MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The person who is the focus of our attention today is a gentleman who is actually responsible for this program. A number of years ago, Michael Harrison, who is currently the editor and publisher and has been for 29 years of Talkers Magazine, which is kind of the Bible of our talk radio industry, he said to me, I don't know, what, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years ago, when did we first start talking about my passion for farming and doing her?
It's funny how time, especially in the COVID era, is becoming blurry. It's 31 years now that I've been talking.
31 years of talking.
And I think it was 5 years ago that the American Family Farmer idea came up. I just want to say, listening to you on this show, I am so proud of the job that you have done in creating a forum for American family farmers and small farmers and local farms. This is a really amazing service, and I'm very proud of you, but I'm also proud to have been a part of its creation.
Yeah, well, you understood my passion. I remember the the first time we did one of these programs, you said to me you couldn't believe, you thought I was better on the farm show than I was on my other regular Monday through Friday programs.
Well, and you maybe are. You're better on the farm show. But on the Monday to Friday shows, you're like among the top 10 broadcasters of all time. On the farm show, you're the George Washington. I mean, it's an amazing show.
Well, it really is from my heart, as most of this. I mean, I couldn't have been around, I guess. It sounds pretty self-serving, but I don't know that I would have lasted 55 years on the air if I didn't have something to contribute. And in this circumstance, the American family farmer and that market is underserved because of the dominance of the huge agribusinesses and the money that they bring into the fold. So they convince a lot of the folks, a lot of family farmers that got a lot of land, and they sort of recoil at some of the things that I talk about. But it's all good food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. And there's a song that Michael is responsible for that also is great food for thought, which we will get to, and it has a direct farm connection. That's why he's here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Michael is a big time. Maybe some of you have grown up in various places around the country may remember Michael from his early days as a big time jock on some of the best AOR, and people maybe don't remember what that is, album oriented rock stations in New York and Los Angeles. He has been a program director. He's run stations, owned stations. He was the editor of Radio and Records for the music section for a number of years before he did Talkers Magazine. So he's well-versed, shall we say, and he and I are contemporaries. So when it comes around to him having a little more diversity, we all have diversity as broadcasters, and I have diversity because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. But Michael has a creative side to him that has brought him around to writing a song. Tell us about you and your connection to this group, Gun Hill Road, first, and how that came to be.
Gun Hill Road is a group of young fellas who have aged with the rest of us over the half a century. Back when I was in New York City radio at WNEW-FM, some of the listeners may recall those days, the underground album rock era. We were all hippies, and it was an exciting time. Freeform radio, the disc jockeys played what they liked. There were no playlists, no computers. And one of the groups that I used to play every morning was a group called Gun Hill Road from New York. At that time, they were a trio, and they had two gigantic albums in the genre, and a very big hit single that today is kind of a cult favorite. It's called Back When My Hair Was Short. It was a chart topper back in the early 70s.
Yeah, and then you changed it. Hold on just a second, because something that people may not know is that song was reworked during the COVID era.
It was back when we used to hug.
Yeah, right. I don't want to leave that out of the conversation because it really is quite a mainstay. It's a lot of fun, but also there's so much truth to it that it leads you into, okay, yeah, that's the story. We used to hug. Well, now maybe we can go back to that. But anyway, let's keep going.
Well, the fourth album of Gun Hill Road was recorded by the group, which is now a five-man group, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Glenn Leopold, Brian Coonan, and me, Michael Harrison. And we did it during the Zoom era, and we reworked back when my hair was short to back when we used to hug, made a video of it. It's up on YouTube. And we also did 13 songs, 13 brand-new songs by this group that's been around for over 50 years and has a growing following around the world on the Internet. And their old records are selling, and their fans, it's just an amazing phenomenon. And I'm very proud to be part of it. And we wrote a song based on animal welfare. It's not political. It's not animal rights. It's animal welfare. The kind of kindness to animals that you have championed as a dairy farmer, and the sanctuary that you've created on your farm. As a matter of fact, you're on the video with your cows, and you were part inspiration for this song being written. And we have two versions of it. It's called "I Know You're Real." Excuse me. "I Know You're Real," meaning I know that you exist. I know you have sentience. I know you have consciousness. And we have two versions of it, one sung by Brian Coonan and one recited by me. And, you know, it's up on YouTube. Go to iknowyouarereal.com to see it, and gunhillroadmusic.com to have more information about them.
And if you have, if you're watching it, you'll see me with my cows in there. There's a little clip in there. Michael found a clip that he liked that kind of fit in with the song. There are things I want you to listen to, because after we get back the next half hour, we're going to play the song itself in its entirety. And I want you to listen for a couple of lines and how they fit in here. One of them is, "Now it's time to be kind." And one of the other lines that I love is, "We are drops in the same endless sea." We are. And it's really a tribute to animals. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Kind of a different twist. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotion-y feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first trip abroad since taking office next month. Harris will travel to Mexico and Guatemala on June 7th and 8th, the White House announced on Wednesday. She's also set to meet virtually this week with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to discuss immigration. India has recorded at least 300,000 new COVID cases per day for the last 2 weeks, after adding more than 380,000 new infections on Wednesday. A top advisor to the Indian government also said Wednesday that the country should be prepared for more waves of infections. And two American men have been found guilty of the murder of a police officer in Rome. The pair admitted to stabbing the officer, but claimed that they had acted in self-defense. They received the harshest sentence allowed by Italian law, life in prison, and could be eligible for parole after 21 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
An oversight board has upheld Facebook's decision to ban former President Donald Trump from the social media site, but ordered the company to review that ban within the next 6 months. The board said the company violated its own rules by issuing the indefinite suspension and said the arbitrary penalty needed to be reassessed. Mike Davis is the founder and president of the Internet Accountability Project, and he tells Newsmax TV that he's not surprised that a political board punted on this decision.
We have this 20-member board. They're hand-selected by Facebook, and they have no transparency with how they went about coming to their decision, and they ultimately held that Facebook was right to deplatform a sitting president of the United States, but they kicked the can down the road and gave Facebook 6 months to come up with a better justification for deplatforming the president of the United States. So it's mind-boggling. It's not surprising that this 20-member political board did this, but nonetheless, we have a situation where a president of the United States cannot be on Facebook or Instagram.
And the birth rate in the U.S. has fallen for the sixth straight year. A new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour, yep, of this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with sort of a different ride, if you will. Instead of talking to somebody who has a successful farm, I love to on this program, Michael, bring people in who have ideas to help other farmers who are in the same category, the same circumstance, if you will. Somebody who has successful items that they're growing or things they've tried that worked, and therefore those ideas can be spread to other farmers. Everybody's looking for a way to survive and hopefully thrive.
And so that's what we mostly spend our time on, talking also about water management for pasture grazing and things like that. But this week, a different story from Gun Hill Road. Michael Harrison, also the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has written a song. We're going to listen to it now. His version, there are two versions, as he was explaining. One of them is actually sung by one of the singers in the group. And Michael, also, he was encouraged by the members to do a sort of read-through like Ken Nordine. That name ring a bell? Remember Ken Nordine? Do you remember him? I think I may have asked you that.
Before my time.
Oh, baloney. He was a disc jockey in Detroit. And he did a number of these sorts of things. And so when I listened to this, it sort of was a throwback to when music was put to poems or thoughts, and Shel Silverstein, another example of a guy who did that. And Michael's mind works pretty much the same way. So I ask you now to explain, if you will, to the audience, what was going on with you when you wrote the lyrics to this song?
Well, we originally wrote the song as what's called bumper music in radio, for a song about animal welfare, about a show, rather, about animal welfare that was in development, but it turned into an anthem. So it really reflects my poetry. It reflects my feelings about life, about cosmic consciousness, and about animals, all in one swoop. And it just grew organically. It just came from, you know, it just came. And We have, some people have called it a masterpiece. I'm too close to it to say that, but I'm just repeating what I hear.
It's provocative. Thoughtful. It's important. And so I invite you all to listen now. Take a few minutes. Stop whatever it is you're doing and listen to Michael Harrison with Gun Hill Road. I know you are real.
I know you're real.
Drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind. In the same melody, singing in nature's sweet harmony, all of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real.
optimistic tunes I've heard in a long, long time. Michael Harrison, Gun Hill Road, new song, I Know You Are Real. You heard the lyric line, now it's time to be kind. And we are drops in the same endless sea. When I hear this song, I get pretty emotional. Sometimes I get a little teary-eyed because it has such an impact. And it's you know, how do I say it in a different way, Michael?
I don't know. You're saying it not only with your words, you're saying it with the tone of your voice. And,
yeah.
And that to me is very touching because, you know, for a guy like you to be touched by the words of this means a lot to a guy like me who was involved in the creation of the song. So your reaction is I can't even begin to tell you what it means to me. Mm-hmm. You'll notice, you know, we refer to things from the Ten Commandments. There's not one word about animals in the song. So it could be how we treat each other. It could be how we think of ourselves in the cosmic expanse. What would ever happen if we run into another species from space that are more intelligent than us? I hope they treat us better than we treat animals here. And there's so much to this, but it really is important. And I don't want to sound like I'm shamelessly plugging, but half of the equation is seeing that video because it comes together. The video with the animals is just, anybody who cares about animals will love it. So go to IKnowYouAreReal.com. Full spelling of the words. www.IKnowYouAreReal.com. And that will take you on a very interesting little 3.5 minute voyage into cosmic consciousness and the realm of animal welfare.
You know, we are surrounded by people now who are looking at life in a different way as we ruin our planet. People are wondering, like Elon Musk, can we go somewhere else? Hopefully not to ruin it. But then there are those who think that there have been experiences here. The television show Debris, which stars my friend and like second son, Jonathan Tucker, I think I told you about the show. And I told you because it has a sort of spiritual, it's an X-Files kind of a show. But it addresses some of these same questions. People now are beginning to think of these sorts of things, although I think they always have. I mean, you look back at history and astrology and things when people were beginning to grow, we were learning how to grow things. There also are, at the same time, communications about how things grow. You know, the sun and what the importance is of that and the moon. And it's really, everything's interconnected. And that's part of what appeals to me about this song. It speaks to the interconnectedness that we have. Instead of all of us, there's another side to it. It isn't farming necessarily oriented, but that which we need to bring ourselves together. We're so interested in separating ourselves as human beings. This guy's black, this guy's white, he's a Republican, he's a Democrat, he's old, he's young, he's rich, he's poor. Instead of all understanding, we're on this little ball headed in the same direction, and who knows what that direction is. Mm-hmm. But I think, again, you would crystallize that in this song. So,
if someone were to come here from another planet and be of superior intelligence to us, they could look at life on Earth, all of the millions of species, and not know the difference between a cockroach and a human being. We have mm-hmm. so much in common with life on Earth compared to the potential diversity that exists beyond Earth. And I think we should think about those commonalities.
And by the way, under the circumstances, when you think it through that way, we as humans, and many people on talk radio these days have said that we are superior to everything else that's on the planet, and anybody who's a farmer knows that that's not true.
Big mistake. Absolutely.
All right. Pause for a moment. We'll continue with a few more, a little more of the philosophy of this. Michael Harrison here on the American Family Farmer with I Know You're Real. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in shape. Got lots of work to do. You need to be in better shape, perhaps, than you were during the winter. Lose those pounds and get yourself built back up so you're strong and healthy and you can do the work. One of the ways to do that, if you lose the weight that we put on during the pandemic, and we always put it on wintertime holidays and that sort of thing, nobody's criticizing. It's just the reality of you being able to do more, work harder, and be more in touch with your body. And that comes from losing weight and keeping it off, which is that's really the benefit, the magic, if you will, of Calotrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N is the weight loss formula that's all natural. Doesn't have anything in it. No stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. Just collagen, protein, and digestive enzymes put together in a fairly simple formula that helps your body repair itself and build it back up again once you lose the weight. It keeps it off. Stay on the program like I have forever. You'll love the results. Check out what other people have done with the product, the results that they've achieved by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calotrin. Toploss.com. When you are convinced that it's the right product for you to lose the weight, keep it off, then you'll order some and you'll use the DJV code to get the spring special values in buying the product and also not have to pay for shipping. That's all to be found at toploss.com. Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the American Family Farmer. I'm privileged to have him here to expose. This is the first time this has gotten out. This is really sort of the inaugural run for this song, I Know You're Real. So in your life, you know, I'm very transparent. I've been around cows all my life. What's your connection to the farming world or the animal world? That maybe there are things, even though we're great friends, I find out things about you all the time. So as far as I know, you could be growing carrots in your backyard.
Well, in my backyard, it's sort of what could be considered an animal sanctuary. I have relationships with wild animals that come and visit. So I have a lot of pets, but I don't own any of them. I borrow them from nature, rabbits, chipmunks, squirrels, and all kinds of more exotic life. We have foxes. We have even skunks come by and visit. And it's a very welcoming atmosphere. I've always had the feeling that animals were on an equal level with us and that we judge intelligence by our own interests. We think that, you know, because animals don't have highways and cars or send rockets to the moon, they're not real. It comes back to that word real. But they have different interests. They have different intelligence, different consciousness. And I've always felt that dealing with animals and looking into their eyes and having respect for them is a way of connecting with the larger universe of reality, of life, of consciousness, of spirituality. So I see it as kind of a sacred endeavor, and that's where I'm at when it comes to animals.
Yeah, and I am there. I think that's the camaraderie part of it. So many things that we have in common, but that's one of them. So, again, check this out. I Know You're Real on YouTube, and you can download it. How do they don't download it the same way, right?
Well, go to iknowyouarereal.com to see the video, and go to gunhillroadmusic.com for the rest of the story. And
all right.
It'll be fine.
Great to have you here, Michael. Thank you.
You're
Michael Harrison.
Fine.
You're welcome on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you can keep in touch or come up with maybe some ideas when you have some, maybe on a rainy day, a rainy Sunday afternoon, and you're looking for something to do with your head and take a rest of, you know, the body works hard through the week. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can listen to our podcast there. The most recent one is a focus on COVID and how it affected the mental health of a lot of the folks and physical health too of people on the farm. We also have a conversation with Willie Vogt, who is from Farm Progress, a major agricultural publisher. They have a lot of presence, and their farm publication, Farm Futures, is something that a lot of farmers, especially grain folks, depend on to get the information. Anyway, so there's that, plus my opinion section, which is always, it's kind of like what's coming up here on the American Family Farmer. My thoughts, my ideas about things that are trending in the world of agriculture. So get to that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts. What I was looking at, this sort of goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the program, the aquaponic and the hydroponic growing food in wetlands. What's happening around the world where there isn't a lot of space to grow things? Where are we growing? And I'm really sort of interested to see the number of massive rooftop food gardens that are creating. And it's not, again, it's from Thailand to France to Canada. There's a fellow up in, got a group called City Farmers up in Vancouver that has, I'm looking at some pictures of some of the stuff that they're growing on the rooftop of these buildings. You can see around what the, what they've done. They've brought loads and loads of compost up to the roof of these buildings and they spread it out. And they're growing broccoli and tomatoes and, I mean, pretty much you name it. I see some corn growing here. I find it fascinating and something that's very helpful because the more natural things that we're growing is what counters all the crap that happens with the food that comes from Monsanto. One of the things that I find distressing, we have tractor supply stores around here. I think they have grown in the east and the northeast especially. I don't think they're around the rest of the country yet. But I find it distressing. The one that's local here, I'm in maybe once a week to buy things. But I'm getting away from some of the grains and some of the other supplies. I'm going to go back to the grain supply guy instead of buying the smaller stuff at the tractor supply company because it's more expensive there. But also, when I was looking for things, the other day I went in for a fencing tool. I actually needed a couple for both farms. And they seem to get lost. They seem to disappear. It's like a lot of other things. The post hole diggers disappear. I don't know where the hell it goes, but it's not where I can get my hands out, so I got to go buy another one. So I'm at Tractor Supply, and I'm going through. I needed a chain link. I needed a fencing tool. I needed a bunch of stuff. And do you think I could find anything in the store made in America? That's one of the things that so distresses me about Tractor Supply, because Americans are going to go in there and they're going to want to have things that are made in America. It's like the Made in America store in New York State. Everything there is made in America. But you go to a place like Tractor Supply, it's like going to Walmart, or it's like going into Target, or it's like going into the dollar store. Everything is made in China. And it really disturbs me. I think of all of the places that we should have American-made stuff, it's a place like Tractor Supply. So, did I buy a fencing tool there? No. Did I buy my chain link there? No. Did I find other things that I had to buy? Yeah, I needed some supplies, some penicillin and stuff for some new calves that we wanted to make sure are healthy. But it's just frustrating to see this. And if anybody listening runs a Tractor Supply store or uses Tractor Supply or works in a Tractor Supply or stores like that, are you looking at the products that you're buying to see where they're made? The Chinese are not our friends. They are not helping us. They are in the way. I've told you the story here about ChemChina and where they're buying up all the land because they own Stone Hill. They're everywhere. So I'm hoping that my message gets through and people at least think when you go to buy something for your farm, look at where it's made, will you please? And try to stay away from the things that are made in China. I think that's how we help America and we help our American family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for another hour of conversation. It's harvest time.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.